one psychologist, 20 plus years of experience, and thousands of patients. I'm Dr. Jennifer Pavlik-Bellingrat, and you're listening to the Psych with a Mic podcast. Let's get to it. Hello, and welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me. Just a quick reminder that this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be used to diagnose or treat a mental health issue without consulting a qualified provider. If you think you need help with a psychological issue, be smart and reach out for an evaluation by a licensed professional. Coming in hot today with a lesson in dispensability, and it's probably not what you think. This might surprise you, but one of the best and most valuable lessons the Army taught me was that I was dispensable. Now, you might be thinking, best? Wait, what? That sounds like a slap in the face. Who wants to be unnecessary? Well, actually, we all should sometimes because it means that the world won't stop turning when we set boundaries, say no, or have to be away for one reason or another. Though our inclination is to see dispensability as a bad thing, it can actually be a really good thing. Hear me out. Let's take work, for example. Maybe you feel like you have to take care of everything at the office. Maybe you feel like things will fall apart if you're not always at the clinic. Maybe you think things will only get done right in the shop if you do them. Guess what? I'm here to tell you, the place can run without you. That is, unless you're a 2x4, literally holding the walls up, the walls won't collapse if you're not there. Sure, there are exceptions, as with most things. Generally, though, the place operated just fine before you ever got there and will function just as well long after you're gone. If you're not a one-man shop, and you've trained your people well, things will be okay while you're sick or on vacation or whatever. And you have to take a break when you need it. Lord knows, if you don't take care of yourself, no one's going to do it for you. In fact, not taking time off can lead to burnout, which can actually decrease your efficiency and productivity. In effect, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Now, if you struggle with the idea of being dispensable, you should really take a look inside to see what that's about for you. Why do you put that pressure on yourself? Why do you need everyone to think you're so great, the hardest worker around, the one who hung the moon, the greatest thing since pockets on shirts, whatever it is that you tell yourself? Why is it so important for you to be invaluable, indispensable? The cat's meow. Now, the answers to these questions are many, but the common thread is self-esteem. Some people need to feel needed. They judge their worth based on what they can do for other people. The problem is, this leads to codependency, where you're consistently putting yourself after other people. And over time, that can lead to resentment and bitterness and even contempt, all of which are death knells for relationships of really any kind. Another possibility is some people have too much ego tied up in their work or can't let go of their own self-importance. Your self-definition should come from a number of different places, which brings me to the third issue, where others get too much of their identity from their work. Without their work and the productivity and accomplishments therein, they're not sure who they are. They fear they'll flounder, or they worry that they won't be seen as important or productive. And then some people feel that they aren't good at anything else, so they put all their energy into one thing. Low self-esteem issues such as these result in the seeking of validation from outside sources. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to do this to yourself anymore. No one from their deathbed ever said, "Gee, I wish I would have worked more." Right? Make yourself well-rounded, having many things that go into your self-definition instead of just work. That's the legacy we want to leave. And if you don't think you're good at anything else, get that way. Figure it out. Find what you're called to do. Find what makes you happy. And take care of yourself. Go on vacation. Stay home if you're sick. The walls will still be standing when you get back. And, as my junior high English teacher says, they might have even been painted. If you struggle with this dispensability stuff and have a hard time setting boundaries, click on the Thinkific training link in the show notes, and that will take you to my class on boundaries. Give that a go and see if that doesn't help you figure out how to set better limits in your life. Trust me, it's worth it. And so are you. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love it if you'd go on and leave a 5-star review for me. And if you think this could be helpful to other people, I'd love for you to share this free resource to your social media feeds. You can share by tapping the menu button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. Also, take a look at the show notes for information on all the different ways to reach me or see what else I've posted. And if you're interested in teletherapy or coaching with me, just shoot me an email through my website, drbellingrott.com. All right, that's it for today, y'all. Thank you so, so much for listening in. And until next time, I wish you peace, blessings, and fantastic mental health. Take good care and drink more water.